situation where we've seen over the last couple of months that it has practically stayed at a standstill, and there hasn't been the recruitment of staff or the level of patients being brought into the hospital to stay. There's over 80 beds, and yet we don't have the numbers of people in them. And in a situation where many of the facilities, of course, that have been there for many years are older and are not working very well, and we also have people who are waiting to get out of hospital, out of the University Hospital in Sligo or in Letterkenny, and they need somewhere to go. And in many cases, this is a perfect facility for them to be going to. But we understand that staffing has become a bit of an issue, and we are left in a situation where we haven't got the number of beds being utilised that are there. And it's very, very disappointing, to say the least. I've written to the minister, to both ministers, in fact, about this and brought it up with them, and I await a reply to see what efforts can be made to restore the facility to the kind of levels that it needs to be at.
Now, time and time again, the HSC has issued statements in this regard, and they would say that it's a phased reopening, the targets are going to be met. They've given reassurances that they are actively trying to recruit staff. But do questions in your point of view need to be asked as to why there seems to be a struggle in recruiting staff?
Well, I think so. You know, we have large numbers of staff being employed in the HSC through agencies, which are not employed directly by the HSC, and yet they tell us that they can't recruit staff. So, that just doesn't fit and doesn't work for me. I think, you know, there needs to be questions asked as to what's going on and why the HSC are not recruiting staff directly into a hospital which is going to be there on a permanent basis to provide a service for the people of Ballyshannon and the greater area. That needs to happen. And the notion that they can't find staff, you know, to me certainly rings a little bit hollow, because in most situations, if the correct effort is put in, the staff will be found. If they're not found locally, they will be found internationally. We have nurses coming here to Ireland from the Philippines, from India, from other countries who are very anxious to get into the system and to get working. We also have a large number of newly qualified nurses who are going and ending up working in agencies because they can't get recruited through the HSE. And, you know, there needs to be a level I think, reality brought to this situation, and to try and ensure that we get the facility in Ballyshannon working to 100% capacity, and that needs to happen as quickly as possible.